It's Morning Edition on Maine Public Radio with Noel King and David Green. I'm Erwin Gratz. Good morning. Now, some legislative reaction to last night's State of the State address. I'm joined live this morning by Democratic State Senate President Troy Jackson of Allegash and House Minority Leader Republican Kathleen Dillingham of Oxford. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good morning.
Senator Jackson, Governor Mills' speech was full of requests, more money for higher education, investment in broadband technology, a fix for highway funding, holding electric utilities accountable, passing a state equal rights amendment. Can the legislature accomplish all of that in this short session?
Well, while it is, very ambitious goals, I think, we are legislators. That's what we're elected to do, is roll up our sleeves and get things done. I don't see any reason why we can't come together and work on these things and pass the majority, if not all of them. Like I said, I'm totally committed, to putting time in and just doing what the people of the state of Maine elected us to do.
Representative Dillingham, among those governor's proposals, are there any that your caucus will have a problem with?
Of course, some of the spending pieces, we're going to want to see some more details on that. Referencing a bond for CTE. I don't think there was any issue there about agreement that the funding needs to be there. Perhaps maybe talking about, I think that bond request may have been around $40 million. Talking about maybe that's something that we look at, being part of the supplemental, rather, if we're going to have one, rather than looking to bond ERA. I think As you may know from our previous debate on that, that is something that the majority of my caucus is not going to support. Happy to hear her talk about our infrastructure, making sure we get our roads fixed. But I agree with the Senate President. We certainly can sit down, get to work in our committees and amongst leaders and have those conversations and see where we can find some common ground.
Senator Jackson, are there any pressing needs you wish the governor had mentioned in last night's speech that she did not?
Well, no, I think she hit on all the, very core issues that, we all should be able to come coalesce around. Healthcare, broadband, that shouldn't be a luxury for anyone in this day and age. We should just know that we have quality internet across the state. And we don't have that, CTEs, emergency responders. These are all things I think that we all, should be able to agree on. We all believe in, individually, we may all have issues that we want to work on that are, maybe district specific or something that, people elected us for. But, these are what she hit on last night, I think, were core things that, we should be able to get down and work together with.
Yeah. CTE, I should point out, is, I think, certified. It's a training program, right?
Certified. Technical education. Yeah.
Right. Representative Dillingham, you mentioned to us last night that you were disappointed by some things that happened in the last legislative session. Can you detail those and tell us whether the governor addressed any of them last night?
I think we were talking about her reference to that, we're Maine, we're not Washington, and that Washington politics don't belong in underneath, our dome. And I've always been a very large proponent, big proponent about civility and the way that we treat each other, and that people expect more from us when we are elected to represent them in Augusta, in the way that we act and conduct ourselves. And that goes along with what we say about each other. So some of my disappointment came from, and it's not specific to either party, but the way that maybe we don't always follow decorum, and maybe some interviews, the name calling. It's just not necessary. It's not conducive to sitting down, as I mentioned, sitting down, working with each other. I think we need to raise the bar. People expect more than us, and as they should.
Yeah, and certainly I would think you would think the tone of the governor's speech last night was certainly okay, correct?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. And specifically when we were talking about that, it was more that the governor was referencing that we should be able to work together, and I don't have that issue with her. I think that she's always been very open to myself and members of my caucus. I think I was referring more to the legislative bodies, and we maybe need to raise our expectations in the way that we deal and work with each other.
All right. Republican State Senator Dana Dow told us last night in response to the state of the state that Maine would benefit from tax credits directed toward business. Senator Jackson, might Democrats be open to that?
Well, sure. I mean, we've already demonstrated that. I mean, the governor referenced it last night, and the Penobscot McCrum bill, which I sponsored, which, you know, created the potato processing facility in northern Maine. You know, we did IDEX a couple of years ago. You know, and I have another bill this session for Twin Rivers paper in Madawaska. So certainly very, very willing to, you know, work on those issues that help foster good businesses that provide good jobs and, you know, help Mainers get the fair breaks that they deserve.
Representative Dillingham, I've got about 30 seconds left. The one thing that did kind of trip up legislators last year was the bond issues. What will the Republican caucus support in this session?
Again, we need the details. Want to see what's going to be proposed, if they're going to change from our last session. So it's nothing that my caucus has taken another position on as of yet. We're waiting to see what's going to come forward.
All right. Very well. Thank you both very much for the time. We've been speaking with State Senate President Troy Jackson, a Democrat, and Republican House Leader Kathleen Dillingham. Again, thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it.